1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Flooding in the southeast, flooding in the southwest, and mountain regions too. Record rains have closed the airport in Fort Lauderdale, while the quick spring snowmelt after an unusually wet winter, doing much the same in the west. About Florida,
still contending with storms across South Florida after record-setting rain falling. The storm that produced the rain in Fort Lauderdale lasted for roughly 10 straight hours. And if it were to be confirmed at that 25.91 inches of rain, it'd be an all-time Florida state rainfall record.
Mike Bettis at our partner, that is the Weather Channel. Now to the fallout from the arrest of that suspect in the leaked classified documents case. A 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard under arrest, due in court during the day. Jack Teixeira, accused of illegally posting pictures of very sensitive documents about U.S. spying on an obscure gamer corner of the internet. Correspondent David Martin.
Teixeira was stationed at a base in Massachusetts where live feeds from Air Force surveillance aircraft around the world are downloaded and analyzed. He worked with fiber optic cable and may have been able to monitor the network over which the classified documents flowed.
There were about 20 members of the chat group where those documents first appeared, but law enforcement officials say no other arrests are imminent.
San Francisco authorities have a suspect in a high-profile fatal stabbing case. The victim was high-tech company Cash App founder Bob Lee. It's been cited as evidence of San Francisco's crime risk, but police and the district attorney there say the victim and the suspect knew each other.
Lee's fatal stabbing quickly gained national attention. Tech industry leaders, including Twitter CEO Elon Musk, blamed it on a violent crime wave that has taken over the city.
Reckless and irresponsible statements like those contained in Mr. Musk's tweet that assumed incorrect circumstances about Mr. Lee's death served to mislead the world in their perceptions of San Francisco. We all should and must do better.
And we're learning the suspect had several liens on his properties over the years. Police are using search warrants to gather more evidence. Meanwhile, Mameni remains in county jail.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti. North Korea continues to fire missiles, now claiming the latest one powered by solid propellants.
Seen as the most powerful weapon in its growing nuclear arsenal. North Korean state media says Thursday's test involved a new solid fuel Hwasong-18 intercontinental ballistic missile. And that might pose a threat to the U.S., both in terms of distance and agility, because solid fuel missiles require less time to prepare for launch.
Alex Jensen, and this is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following are meetings in Adams County that are happening today, Thursday, April 13th. The Adams County Highway Department will meet from 4:30 to 6:30 tonight for their Highway Committee meeting at the Highway Department, 1342 County Road F in Adams. The City of Adams will hold their Fire District meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. On Friday, April 14th, in Portage County, the Land Records Modernization Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. They will discuss the 2022-24 Land Information Plan update, including the committee reorganization, parcel editing method update, and Next Generation 911 implementation. The prescription drug take-back event for Wood County will be Saturday, April 22nd. Dispose of expired or unused medications properly to avoid groundwater contamination. Visit doseofrealitywi.gov for more information. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 51 overnight under clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 81, tomorrow partly cloudy. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night, lows around 55. Cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the mid-70s. Storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Availability. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Got E-Bone, Lightning Screen, and your calls right here in the world headquarters, WMDX, Mad Radio Madison. And you can always join us, 844-967-2789. But I got a very special treat for you fine people today. I got a special co-devil, friend of the devil, our good friend, Joe Sapecki from, Sapecki Communications. He's a dim strategist, more importantly, he's a friend of ours. Joe, welcome back. Thank you for helping carry the load in Dom's absence.
Happy to be here. I know everybody wants to be outside. I hope our listeners have the windows rolled down or open in their house at minimum. What a beautiful day in Wisconsin.
It doesn't work so well. I've got the beautiful sunny day, like glorious.
Your windows don't open, do they?
Not in the studio. It kind of defeats the purpose of, you know, having a studio. Trying to trap the sound out, but it is glorious. I'm waiting for butterflies and songs.
Well, if you happen to be listening to this fine radio product somewhere where you can have a cold adult beverage, have one for Crudy too, because he'd rather be outside for recess today.
You know, here's the problem. I'm a man caught between two offices, kind of. We've got the broadcast facilities over here where we've been for a year or more.
Yeah.
University Avenue in Madison. And we got the world headquarters. We moved on Tuesday.
Downtown.
Got the pictures going up on the walls today. You know, we decorate and everything.
Did my picture make it? Did I make the move?
We'll get back to you on that. I haven't seen it up. It wasn't at the top of the
box. I used to be somebody in this town.
Joe, I do have a prominent picture of Joe Sapecki when you were Mary Burke's communications director in her campaign, gubernatorial campaign, 2014. And I give you a lot of credit, man. I think the ice bucket challenge when Mary Burke challenged me, Mike Goucher, and I believe Mark Belling, who didn't even acknowledge it. Goucher was on the West Coast. He apparently had some father issues at the time. His father was in ill health. He did tweet back at me. And then little old me, little old Crudy, it's the lone, progressive that looked like an ice bucket need to go over his head. Somehow I
and
felt
you did
honored.
It. Oh, absolutely. You should have been. We were trying to raise awareness for ALS and also appeal to everybody. So we figured somebody who is tried and true down the middle, like Mike Goucher, a right-wing talker and a left-wing talker. It was a great way to embody Mary Burke's wish that she could unite all of the people. We came up a little short in that effort, but we were happy to give you a little shout out. And now look, that was a long time ago, right? 2014 is starting to feel like and actually be a very long time ago. And look at how far you have come. Now you have a global headquarters in the heart of beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. Couldn't say that 9 years ago, could you?
No, could not. Couldn't even, I don't know, man. I don't like to look back. Moving Wisconsin forward with Civic Media. Let me ask you, Tammy Baldwin, our beloved, the U.S. Senator we love from here, the progressive, Tammy Baldwin has announced her reelection campaign. She's in it to win it. And Joe, I got to ask you, I don't see any Republicans currently on the horizon that aren't going to get their asses handed to them in a very Dan Kelly-like fashion by my favored Senator Baldwin.
How dare you? First of all, Crudy, the first rule in Wisconsin elections is take nothing for granted. I know that we are riding sky high after beating Daniel Kelly by 11 points for the second time in a row. I know that people feel good about the fact that Democrats or candidates supported by Democrats have now won 14 of the 17 elections since Donald Trump won our 10 electoral votes. But Tammy Baldwin and everybody on the left better strap in and buckle up, because you just never know. This is still a 50-50 state. We have a lot going for us, but whoever it's going to be, we have to be ready for them. So don't you count your chickens before they hatch, my friend.
I'm counting lots of chickens. Not a big poultry guy. I'm counting my steaks.
Your steak, rutabagas, whatever. Don't count them. Because here's the thing. I mean, listen, everyone anticipated this announcement. You know, it was not a surprise that Senator Baldwin was going to run again. And she should. She has been a remarkably effective United States Senator for the people of Wisconsin. When you talk about game changers like Build It in America, you know, provisions that were part of the Infant Jobs Act, when you talk about in America provisions that were part of the Inflation Reduction Act, she is delivering on something she's been working on for a very long time. You talk about landmark civil rights legislation. She got it done. And so she has earned, by every account, another 6 years representing the good people of Wisconsin. And right now, it looks like kind of a clown car of Republicans lining up to take her on. You know, you look at the chicken dinner circuit and the Republicans going around to these county dinners, and you've got former Sheriff David Clark.
Oh, I love him.
Former special counsel Michael Gableman.
Oh, I love him too for this role.
Tom Tiffany. You know, that right now is like the cream of the crop, the folks who are doing the things that you would typically be doing if you were gearing up for a run for statewide office. And so maybe it'll be one of them. Maybe it'll be somebody else. But whoever it is, I know Tammy Baldwin isn't going to take anything for granted, and nobody listening to these voices today should take anything for granted either.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got a fine co-devil. He's my pal, Joe Zepecki, a fine Dem strategist. Joe, let's talk about the college kids. The college kids turned out in the spring election in the state of Wisconsin. And let me just say, I'd like to think we did our little minuscule part as well on talking about Civic Media and me specifically by keeping my hubris to myself. In this regard, I knew Dan Kelly was a loser the minute he won the primary. Like, I have never been so confident about an electoral outcome in my life as I was about what was going to happen on April 4th, the day Dan Kelly won the primary. Let's start with the fact that Republicans aren't afraid to go with the least popular candidate who's got like a sugar daddy in their back pocket, right?
It's a real choice where they're like, yeah, let's ride with the guy who already lost by 11 points. The guy who says, don't worry, I've got all the outside money, you know, saying the quiet part out loud. Doesn't matter if I can't raise money myself. I've got some rich people who will buy the ads. And that's who they went with. And they paid the price. Are they going to learn from it? I don't know. But the college kids were a part of it.
As you
apparently, Crudy got them.
Well, I didn't turn out the college kids. I'm not even pretending. Charlie Behrens did a get out the vote event here the week before in Madison, and we helped fill up the room with some college kids. We had about 250. Mike Wagner from UW here did a very thoughtful and sometimes funny discussion with Charlie Behrens. But no, other than Charlie's shout outs, like, hey, it's election day, go vote, Charlie had more to do with that than we ever did. But I don't think Republicans, and I saw in the Daniel Bice column immediately after the election, I was like, Dan's winners and losers. Don't always like when he's muckraking the liberal Supreme Court candidates, but I do like his winners and losers wrap-up columns. And I believe he ended this column, the spring election column, his biggest loser was right-wing talk radio, Joe. A diminished
we love it when right-wing talk radio has a bad day. And they had a bad day. It's not just that the kids turned out. It's that they are supporting Democratic-supported candidates by margins we haven't seen before. You and I were just looking at a chart where what you were seeing was compared to, in college campus wards, the places where it's only college kids that are voting, and they did a sample of them, about 10 or 15 across the state, that in areas where Tony Evers got 60% in 2022, Jana Protasiewicz got 80%. Where Tony got 65 or 70%, Protasiewicz got like 90%. So it's not just that these young people are engaged in voting, they're voting their values and supporting, running up the margin in terms of support for candidates that align with their worldview in ways that are astonishing, in ways that are really important for the long term. We are still a 50-50 state. Yes, Democrats have had a good run of elections, but in a 50-50 state, if between November, February primary, April general election, if you can get college kids to vote three times in the span of 6 months, you have created a pattern and a habit that is likely to stay with those kids for the next 50 or so years. And that bodes very well for the future of this state and of this country. The kids are all right in my book.
These kids, they went through some troubling times. They went through, many of them, and I've got young voters at my household. My youngest son will be old enough. He'll be 18 by the time next November rolls around, by the time the next presidential rolls around. He'll be the third voter in our family. Both Dominic's kids now old enough to vote. One of them, pretty sure, voted for Protasiewicz in the most recent race. We saw, I believe, in a couple of columns, some of the reporting this week, 10-1 in the chart at the Washington Post you and I were sharing, certainly would seem to share that sort of mathematical, that overwhelming support for Protasiewicz amongst the college kids. But your old foil, Scott Walker thinks the solution, or really the problem, is the indoctrination of these kids on the college campuses. If they just got more preaching to by a guy like Scott Walker, then the kids would be all right. From Scott's point of view.
It's that old saying, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. It should not surprise anyone that Scott Walker, working with the Young Americans Foundation, the righty, whitey college group, of course he thinks the young people are the problem. He's got to stay employed, man. Leave it up to former Governor Walker to be in on the grift. Hey, it's all about the kids. They're getting indoctrinated. Fund my organization.
He's like the youth pastor. Only 90% of the kids are atheists these days. Come back, more Devils Advocates. Joe Sopecki, my fine co-devil today.
Still a peasant. Are you still trying to win?
We're number one. We beat anybody.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 52. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 55 tomorrow night. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Storms continue.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
When they go low, we get high.
Bright lights,
the Devil's Advocates.
Gonna set my soul on fire.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. I hope you're enjoying it. You can always be a part of it if you dial us, 844-967-2789. I got to find Co-Devil. He is Vegas Joe Sapecki. He's sitting in for Dom. Dom will be back next week. I'll be taking a little venture out to the National Association of Broadcasters as well. So I'm going to have a couple of fine fill-in hosts, a couple of Matts. Matt Flynn on Monday, he's doing the direct and then the Devils, and then Matt Rothschild, Batman.
Is sitting in is Dom's excuse for missing class today as good as yours will be next week?
Dom's excuse is the guy's in Europe like Clark Griswold. Big Ben, Parliament. I think he said Italy. I think here's how he's going to try and make it a write-off. I believe our good friend Bill Press, the, you know, renowned pundit and podcaster, Bill Press, I believe, is also in Italy on a summer vacation. And I think they're getting together for drinks. And somehow I suspect they're sending me
the bill.
Somehow it's going to be my responsibility to keep them, you know, hydrated, if you will. Joe Sapecki, we've got Mark Pocan joining us very soon. So I want to stay efficient here conversationally. Abortion. Was it all about abortion, Joe? I mean, Dobbs. This Dobbs decision last summer, it obviously affected the midterms. That wasn't a red wave. And the Protasiewicz race here, where literally abortion is on the ballot through the current ban, the 1849 ban, that's the law of the land here in the state of Wisconsin. Well, if you've lost your 50-year rights, that feels pretty tangible, I think, to lots of women and lots of people that love women, you know, their allies, let's say. And it was a landslide for Protasiewicz, but was it all about abortion, Joe?
Well, I all about abortion? Probably not.
Mostly about abortion. I think the turnout on campus, that's about abortion, is it not?
Yeah, listen, so the Dobbs decision changed everything. And the way I have thought about this and what I would ask your listeners to consider is that we knew it was a big deal when Roe v. Wade was overturned. I think right? The pundit class, the political folks, they knew it was going to matter. They just didn't know how much it was going to matter. It turns out it mattered a lot. It was more than any other factor responsible for stopping the red wave, for leading to a historic overperformance by Democrats in races across the country and here in Wisconsin. And, you know, there's a tendency by a lot of folks to sort of, particularly like reporters, journalists, those who cover this stuff, to go like, okay, so we had that election about abortion. What's next? Right? And just assuming that folks were going to move on to the next chapter of the story. And I think what the result in last week's race here in Wisconsin reminds people is there is no next. In fact, the opposite is true. The longer that Roe v. Wade is out of the, you know, off the table, the longer that abortion is almost impossible to access in Wisconsin, the more people are feeling this and living the horror stories and considering the fears that go with wanting to start or grow a family, right? Every expecting mother right now in Wisconsin probably has to think about, what if there's a complication? What if I'm getting sick? What if there's something wrong? And I, you know, and those types of questions for many moms who have had complicated pregnancies in the past, you know, I don't need to tell you, Mike, like we all know people who have had a hard time in their journey to growing their family. These things happen. They're a part of life. And so whether you are the woman who was written about in the Journal Sentinel last summer, who is literally driving from the Twin Cities to Chicago while very pregnant and has a medical emergency while she's driving through the state of Wisconsin, and her options for care are limited by whether or not there are three attending physicians around to determine whether or not her life is in grave danger, and therefore her options are limited, that is not freedom. That is not liberty. That is not good public policy, and it is turning out to be terrible politics for the right. And so that is still a big driver. We are referring, of course, to a story in Politico where some of the brains behind the Pro to Say What's campaign, I quite accurately said, there was more to it than that. And of course, there was more. But I think that was probably the single biggest factor.
Joe, I heard Righty Whitey talk radio host Dan O'Donnell down the dial, inferior product. You may have heard of him. He was casting this as entirely about abortion and said effectively, as long as Republicans, oh, I'm pro-life, but we need to hurry up and compromise our pro-life principles and reinstitute some form of satisfactory abortion policy, or we're going to lose every frickin' election. I mean, we talked about right-wing talk radio being sort of neutered. This issue neutered them. They can't talk their base into not, you know, you get the point, Joe.
Driving off the cliff. Yeah, I mean, and so you know, here's the challenge that Republicans are, they're squeezed on this. And it is not just about the public policy issue of abortion. I agree with the colonel in that headline, because it is, abortion is standing in for a larger reality that more people are becoming aware of, which is Republicans didn't mean it when they, for generations, said we want smaller government, we want less government, we want to free people to live as they want to live. It was all BS. They actually want to be involved in the most intimate, personal details of your life. They want to decide for you. They want to decide what your kids can and can't read. They want to decide who you can and can't love. They want to be in the doctor's office with you when you're trying to start a family. And I think that what the Dobbs decision did was it kind of pulled the wool away from people's eyes, who just sort of said, like, oh, yeah, Republicans, they're for smaller government. That sounds right. And it's like, oh, no, it was all baloney. And so they're squeezed by this abortion issue. They're squeezed by Trump. And I do think that was the other factor, where Kelly, as somebody who picked up the phone and offered legal counsel when they were trying to overturn a free, fair, safe and secure Democratic election, he was the guy on the other end of the phone. That wasn't good either.
Vegas Joe Sapecki, my fine code devil. We got my congressman, Mark Pocan. He joins us next. Lots of friends of the devils. You can be one too. Just dial 844-967-2789 and certainly stick around. More Big Show. Las Vegas!
Hey, look, kids. There's Big Ben and there's Parliament. There's Big Ben, kids. Parliament.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon. going?
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Spring turkey season opens on April 19th. The 2023 season will run from April 19th through May 30th. All 7 turkey management zones will be open for hunting. The youth turkey hunt takes place this weekend, April 15th and 16th. Hunters under the age of 12 and kids without a Hunter Education Safety Certificate can participate under the Mentored Hunting Program. A qualified adult must accompany them, and they must have a valid spring turkey license, stamp, and harvest authorization. Governor Evers wants to use some of the state's $7 billion surplus to help unpaid home caregivers. His budget would provide $195 million in tax relief to about 240,000 people over 2 years.
People need help, and if it doesn't come from the state government, I'm not sure where it's going to come from.
That's Evers speaking with Civic Media's Empowered Caregivers show. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 51 overnight under clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 81, tomorrow partly cloudy. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night, lows around 55. Cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the mid-70s. Storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Let's talk about the town halls, Mark. You are from the second CD in the great state of Wisconsin. That's effectively Madison, but that's a lot more than Madison. So let's talk about your district and what the people are asking you about.
You know, all sorts of things came up, but I think, you know, guns was probably the number one issue at every single town hall, every county. It came up, so clearly a lot of people are concerned about that. But, you know, it's the full spectrum of, you know, the craziness of Washington, concern about Social Security and Medicare, you know, gun safety, the border, you know, just about every topic you can imagine, I think we discussed in 6 different hour sessions.
Now, Mark, obviously we just went through a spring election here, and Janet Protasiewicz won a place on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm pretty happy about that outcome. But Joe and I were discussing the fact, I think abortion was absolutely the driving force that helped get Protasiewicz at least to this massive margin of victory, Mark. Are the constituents talking about that? Are they satisfied that there's, you know, at least hope that this antiquated 1849 law might be overturned? Mark, what did the people tell you about abortion?
Absolutely. It came up a lot. People are very concerned. I think people were very happy about the Supreme Court election. You know, the fact that we can maybe have some respect for people in the state when you have a gerrymandered legislature. But, you know, I mentioned that we tried to codify Roe last session when the Democrats were in charge, but because of the antiquated rules in the Senate, we just couldn't get it done.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman Joe Zepecki, thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with us today. You mentioned guns, and I wanted to get your sense, you know, sitting in Congress as you are. One of the theories around the bipartisan gun reform legislation that was passed last year and signed by President Biden was that it would demonstrate to your Republican colleagues they could be for common sense gun safety measures and not get primaried by the NRA. Are you sensing any appetite that thought, that hope that we could do more to control some of these deadly weapons that are being used in the shootings we saw in Nashville and Louisville? Is that bearing out? Are these conversations happening in the halls of Congress?
Unfortunately, no. You know, that bill, the Safer Communities Act, did some stuff around the edges, certainly helped us get some funding for mental health, which is the only issue the Republicans seem to be able to talk about when it comes to guns. But, you know, as simple as background checks supported by 88% of the people, the assault weapon ban, those issues are absolutely non-starters, especially with how extreme the House Republicans have gotten. I mean, when a member from the Nashville area was asked by the media right after the shooting in Washington what Congress was going to do about it, his answer was a very nonchalant nothing. And, you know, they were handing out assault weapon pins earlier in the year on the floor. So, unfortunately, it's kind of like a cause celeb for them to be awful on guns.
Yeah. What were you hearing from folks? Are people just concerned about their kids? Are they saying, hey, has anybody thought of this? Are they coming with solutions in these town halls? What did you take away or what will you take back to D.C. on that gun issue?
Well, you know, it was very interesting. I mean, just that at one point someone, you know, we were running out of time. Someone said, I have 4 issues. So you pick one. And I'm like, oh, that's good. That's all right. So let everyone vote. And clearly it was like 3-1 compared to any other issue. People want to talk about guns. So, again, this is the disconnect. I think people are very concerned. I had a kid show up who was a freshman in high school, and he was going to write me a personalized email with some ideas he had. I'm looking forward to seeing that. But, you know, if people take time out of their day to come just for that reason, it shows you how important it is. And yet the huge disconnect with the Congress doing nothing.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got Joe Zepecki co-deviling with me, and I got my congressman, our friend Mark Pocan, on the line. Mark, here in the state legislature, Republican-controlled, very baked into the cake by a rigged map system, their legislative proposal to make the kids feel safer is to, what, allow concealed carry permit holders, employees of the school district, to bring their guns into the schools. I guess we're going to have some shootouts in the schools, Mark. This doesn't seem like much of a solution to me, though, sir.
No. I mean, you remember when, Lassay had this idea years ago about army teachers, and it was such a ridiculous idea, and even other Republicans thought it was a ridiculous idea. Fast forward a decade, and now that's the mainstream thought in the Republican Party, because God forbid you take on the gun manufacturers, therefore you're going to have to do something else. In fact, just the opposite. You'd arm even more people, and our gun manufacturers / the NRA would make even more. So it would be pretty hot.
Yeah. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. That's my congressman, Mark Pocan. Mark, I wonder how it feels to be in the congressional minority. I'm not trying to rub it in, Congressman, but when you start watching the Jim Jordans of the world, these committee chairmen, and they put on their show hearings, And I don't even know sometimes what the issues are they're talking about, Mark. It's like they've got a whole different reality on display, sir.
Hey, completely. You know, the disconnect from the people who came to town halls, and we had some conservatives come, but they weren't disruptive. But when you, you know, talk to the issues that they're concerned about and the issues that we're actually taking on, you know, it's like night and day. And we can't get anything done because of this extreme element in the Republican caucus. So, you know, the real problem that we have is that they can't get anything done because they only have a 5-seat majority. So we're going to take on a few issues that are red meat for their base, but we're not going to do anything of substance. And I'm worried at the end of the day what that actually means.
Mark, not trying to bring up something the audience may not know, but you're gay. I know your husband, Phil, like Phil quite a bit as well. And I noticed you were tweeting at your colleague, and I use that term loosely in this case, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and her profane boycott of Bud Light. Apparently, how dare they? They've partnered with a trans activist on TikTok for a marketing campaign. Mark, it's got to feel asinine in 2023 to have these fights with colleagues, but it ain't getting better. It's getting worse, is it not, sir?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, just that's even on her official account. She's putting a lot of this stuff out, not even the political account. It's just this hate that, you know, in Milwaukee, in 9 months period of time, 3 trans women of color were killed because of this kind of spewing of hate. And, you know, to watch that coming out of members of Congress, I mean, you know, any other normal period of time, Marjorie Taylor Greene wouldn't be there. But she's now one of the spokespeople for the Republican Party, which is what's extremely scary these days.
Well, I will hopefully lighten the load on this topic a little bit. It is a serious topic, but our Republican friends like Ms. Taylor Greene can't stop beclowning themselves. I don't know if you saw this, Congressman, but now there's some right-wing activists who are hawking like anti-woke beer and smashing Bud Light cans. And it turns out it costs $35 for a 6-pack. I think some of these folks should come to Wisconsin where you can find a fine Pilsner or an ale. And in fact, 6 of them for a lot less than $35. It just sort of shows how ridiculous they are across the board on this stuff. And my hope is that it is getting better overall. And these are these are fewer voices screaming louder. And that we can, you know, if nothing else, laugh at their absurdity that they can't even figure out how to have a cold one after the workday is done.
Look, I mean, I watched the Dan Crenshaw video, and then when he went to his fridge, he didn't have any Bud Light, as if it was a joke, like he wouldn't drink it. But it was full of Anheuser-Busch product. So right. Like, these guys don't even know when they're being a human caricature. And, you know, on a day as unbelievably hot right now as I am. I'm outside trying to do this so that there's no background noises. And it's warm, you know. We kind of hit summer pretty quick here. I don't think, you know, the Bud Light controversy will last that long. I think people will be back to buying whatever beer they like to buy. I happen to have other preferences than Bud Light myself, but not for political reasons, more for flavor.
For reasons, you know, of taste, I would imagine.
Yeah. But the fact that this is where the debate is right now. And we're going to be taking up next week a bill to ban trans kids from playing in sports. And this is all part of this. The problem is, you know, every time a Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of these other folks, you know, take an issue like this in order to build their brand, in order to fundraise, you know, there's real trans kids that are getting bullied in school and having a hard time. And, you know, we're having a trans athlete come to talk to members next week, and you know, one of them is now homeschooled because of being harassed in school. And you start going through all these stories, and these are kids who just want to play some sports and be with their friends, and to watch what they'll do in order to bluntly, you know, raise funds for themselves on their campaigns, it is a pretty awful period of time that we're in.
It is. I will just I'll pass back to Mike, but just say, as somebody who coaches some young people, high school football, middle school basketball, you are exactly right, and that's the point. These kids want to play. Let the kids play. That should be the policy, period.
Mark, I wonder.
Exactly. And
go ahead, Congressman.
No, I just exactly. And yet we're going to spend real time next week taking this issue up rather than, you know, what they promised, which was addressing inflation, having a smaller, less intrusive government. Yes, you know, deciding what kids can play what sports is definitely a smaller, less intrusive government, right? I mean, yeah, right. Again, the irony they don't even realize that they're putting these.
Meanwhile, we're careening towards a cliff with a debt ceiling crisis.
No question. You know, June is the time where we're hoping. We know there's some Republicans quietly coming and talking to us, you know, trying to do the right thing. But I within their caucus, you can't, or else you'll be primaried. So I think, you know, it's going to be tough. There are some strategies we have. If I had to bet, I would think we're going to have a very short shutdown because hopefully, you know, if the people who came to Washington to shut it down get that for 48 or 72 hours, they can go home and be all happy and pound their chest. And then the other Republicans who understand how completely irresponsible that is, I think will come and try to help us get something done. But the fact that we have to go through that and you know, jeopardize the economy, jeopardize the credit of the United States, jeopardize even more increase in interest rates, jeopardize Social Security payments being delayed and veterans benefits. Some of them don't care. It's all just about the stunt or the political drama that they want to do in the theater.
Mark Pocan, my congressman. Mark, it was always our tradition. I always try to get guys like you to have a beer with guys like us. Tell you about me and Dom. You have, on a couple of occasions at least, I can name a few, Mark, but the traditions or the Wisconsin pastime of cracking a couple beers by the campfire with your neighbors and being able to have an agreeable disagreement by the campfire, Mark. The one line in the sand, yeah, we've had an awful hard time crossing and making new friends. If you're supportive of January 6th, if you're on the wrong side of that issue, Dom doesn't even want to have you on the show. So let me ask you, Mark, how do we break bread and crack beers with our neighbors if they're still believing a big lie?
You know, I don't think there are that many that genuinely believe it. You know, there's certainly that 20 or 30% of the Republican base that will never give it up. But for the average Republican, even you know, a few Republicans I had at town hall sessions, when this issue came up, or not this issue, but you know, the issue of like Dems and Republicans getting along, and they were concerned. When you bring some of these things up, they don't fight back. In fact, they don't say a thing. You look at their face, and they have a kind of like an exhaustion because they know those issues aren't real issues, and yet that's what dominates, you know, people like Donald Trump's conversations because he's, again, appealing to that small part of the base. So, you know, I think the good news is even, you know, many of our conservative or Republican friends don't believe that, so we can still enjoy the Spotted Cow or the Hopalicious or whatever we enjoy with them, especially on a warm day like today. But, you know, I think that 20 or 30% will never go away from this issue because Donald Trump has just triggered something for them that they feel like he's being persecuted. And when people like Marjorie Taylor Greene literally compare Donald Trump to...
Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
House 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. You don't know
my garden. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 52. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Highs level off around 79. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. Upper 70s Saturday. Mid 50s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Thank you to my congressman, Mark Pocan. He's a friend of ours. So is Joe Sapecki. Joe is co-deviling with me. I don't even know how long you're sticking around, but I appreciate every minute you're here, Joe.
I got 10 more minutes, and then I got a basketball practice to get a kid to.
Let me ask you. We spoke with Congressman Pocan, the Bud Light boycott. Well, we've got our own little backyard boycott. Apparently, it's the Miley Cyrus, Dolly Parton song, Rainbow Land. We've got a teacher on administrative leave, and nobody seems to want to answer the question why. And an investigation is... Yeah, I saw the press from them.
It's been requested. Yeah, so we're... This what's is that a mean, news Joe? Out of... Yeah, so this is news out of Waukesha, where very recently a teacher came forward and said this Rainbowland song. And by the way, it's not just Miley Cyrus. It's actually worse than that. It's a Miley Cyrus Dolly Parton collab. I dare you to try to name three finer Americans than Dolly Parton, okay? And so in the wake of saying that the first graders weren't going to be allowed to sing this song, which I was not familiar with. That's on me. I went and looked at the lyrics. Totally innocuous. It's a very, just a message about we should all be able to get along and agree and live in a perfect rainbow land. I didn't know we were anti-rainbows, but apparently we are. So that teacher who basically made public this decision has been placed on administrative leave with no explanation given. Now you fast forward a week and you have a community group of parents calling for an investigation for civil rights violations by the superintendent of the Waukesha School District. Because this is a personnel matter, because this is a investigation, there's very little that people are willing to say on the record. But my takeaway from all of this is, what are we doing? It's an innocuous Dolly Parton song. Let the kids sing it. And to the point the congressman was making in the last segment, this is what we're spending our time on? We got kids getting shot in schools where the teachers are literally packing heat. So that doesn't work. Can we try something else? Nope. Instead, we're going to spend our time fighting about children's songs. Are we going to deal with the fact that the nation's economy might be plunged into crisis by irresponsible Republican legislators and a Speaker of the House who has made so many promises he can't keep them all straight or keep them at all, or he loses his speakership? No. Instead, we're going to fight over this nonsense around, trans kids wanting to play sports. I bet everybody listening to this knows somewhere in their, their network or in their community where within the last 20 years, for the first time ever, a young lady wanted to join the football team. And you know what? They figured out how to make it work. We see it in Twitter. We see it all the time on the news. We find ways to accommodate kids when they want to play. Why can't that just be the driving principle? I don't get it, man. I can't believe this is where we are.
You've got a unique perspective. Your wife literally was a quarterback on her high school football team.
Yes.
That's a unique tidbit.
And as she'll tell you, she played backup quarterback, but she could bench more than her center. Her bench press was strong back in the day.
That is awesome. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates, my co-devil for at least a few more minutes, Joe Sapecki. But Joe, that is effectively where the Republicans want to run to. That's what their base supports these social wedge issues.
But that's the, and I think to another point Congressman Pocan was making, it's not actually their base. These folks are so bad at politics, they don't even understand that the 20 to 30% of Republicans is a fraction of what they need to be competitive politically. They are letting the inmates run the asylum because they are the ones who are the loudest and angriest. And if they would just figure out how to ignore those people.
You can't ignore them. You can't ignore them because
you have to. But they have to because, listen, we do it on the left. There are positions that on the left are so out there that they're not ready for prime time that Joe Biden was able to just not talk about and win a primary against people like Bernie Sanders. Right?
Don't even get me started, Joe.
But here we are. And look at how much progress we've made as a nation because of it.
Well, Medicare for all is something somewhat different than let's overthrow the government of the United States. That's the willingness of Donald Trump, let's say. But Ron DeSantis is just a smarter air quotes, semi-fascist.
Wait, who are you talking about? Tiny D?
Well, I like to call him Meatball Ron.
Tiny D, Ron DeSanctimonious. That's
Ron DeSanctimonious. Okay. Yes, I found it very unusual. I was in Miami recently, and I actually spoke to some Cuban immigrants, and I found them very supportive of Ron DeSantis as the Florida governor. And I think, you know, it's a pretty red state, and Charlie Crist was not exactly an able opponent, this Republican-turned-Democrat. Got his ass handed to him. Well, so did Dan Kelly. You know what? But what I would say is, I don't think this guy's ready for prime time. This guy reminds me so much of Scott Walker. And Donald Trump is going to eat this guy for breakfast and spit him out on the debate stage, probably starting in Milwaukee, Joe. Is that going to be
Here's my bold prediction. There's no way that those two are going toe-to-toe in a debate as early as next summer.
Do you avoid it?
They skip it. Trump's in court. I got a conflict. I can't be there. Because Trump...
Fox News, you can't skip a Fox News debate.
Sure he can. He skipped two general election presidential debates. It would not surprise me if Donald Trump never stands on a debate stage. And if he does, if he is in a position where he does that, my bold prediction is DeSantis will just wait. He will never announce until it has become evident that Trump is collapsing under the weight of his own failures, foibles, and indictments. And enter the race late. But for the moment, the problem DeSantis has is the idea of Ron DeSantis is better than Ron DeSantis himself. What I mean by that is we've seen other candidates like this.
Like Scott Walker. Plays well on paper, but in reality,
Midwest
sucks.
Battleground reformer, able to get a bunch of stuff done, stick it to the unions. That was a song Republicans wanted to hear. And then the bright lights came on and people went, wait, this guy? And the idea of a saner Republican, Trump-like without some of the craziness is a really great idea that's appealing to a lot of Republicans. The problem is the bright lights are coming on and Ron DeSantis can't live up to it. He just can't.
You know, it's interesting. Brian Schimming, the GOP chairman, great state of Wisconsin, sitting in on Right Wing Talk Radio today.
How'd he do?
Well, he's radio friendly, and he effectively is making this plea for a change of direction to the Right Wing Talk Radio audience. We might have to do it somewhat differently to win future elections. I mean, he's a pragmatist, I think. Schimming.
Yeah, they got to do a lot different. Today, I'm seeing reports that Roger Roth, failed lieutenant governor candidate.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org.
It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.